It's time to talk about food and drink and restaurants and cooking and kitchens and food shows on TV and lots more. It's Food Talk STL with David Craig on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com.
Good morning and welcome. I have to tell you, I'm very excited about today's show. We have good guests and good content, I think. I'm David Craig. It's a beautiful day in St. Louis, a great day for eating and drinking and doing stuff. I've had several good comments from people in the last several days, and I have to tell you, I appreciate it. Most everybody says, yeah, I listened to your show when I was on my way to going to the store or taking the kids somewhere. One guy was on his way to Steelville for a weekend, and that's kind of the idea. You know, folks are out and about between 11 and noon on Saturday morning, and that's why we're here on 590 The Fan. And I know that sometimes, you know, you may not have one of those NPR driveway moments when you're listening to our stuff. You get home, you want to take your groceries in, you want to go get to your chores. That's why we are now posting our content online. Yes, we have it there now. Listen online, archives of past shows on Food Talk STL. Go to our website, foodtalkstl.com. Click on the past shows tab, and there you can get, we have the archives of last week's show with Ian Frobe from Riverfront Times, Amanda Kaczynski from, Andrea Kaczynski from Andrea's Gluten Free, and also Suzanne Corbett. And my guest, my first guest here this morning, by the way, we're going to have Kevin Willman on with us in the second segment, and he got one of the James Beard nominations. We'll talk about that in just a little while. But joining me right now is Corey King, who is with Perennial Artisan Ales, Sauce Magazine, and you're kind of one of the leaders in the local craft brewing scene, correct?
Well, thank you. I guess you could say that a little bit. Yeah, I've been real active lately with also trying to start up the St. Louis Brewers Guild and, you know, tying together all of our local breweries into doing a more of a collaborative effort for marketing and everything.
Well, the competition seems to be rather friendly among all the now, is it still okay to say microbrew, or is that term sort of passé?
Absolutely. You can still use that.
Okay. Among all the St. Louis microbrews, the competition is relatively friendly, and sometimes, you know, you even carry other people's stuff in your outlet, right?
Absolutely. The scene's still so small, nationwide, even here in St. Louis, that us microbreweries really aren't competing at all. Mostly, it's working together to get exposure out into the market and let people know that there's locally produced beer that, you know, is maybe more flavorful or different or exotic or, you know, fun. And by doing so, it's slowly drawing more and more people our way.
Well, Corey King, it seems that over the past several months on Twitter and on your local food blogs, on Sauce and Feast and Evan Ben and such, there's something like every couple of weeks a new craft brewer opening in town. The market, will it be saturated soon, or is there still room for more?
There's still a ton of room for more. When you look at, you know, beer consumption here in St. Louis or, you know, United States overall, the craft micro brewing segment is tiny. Even though we're growing double digits every year, it's less than 5% of the total, you know, beer consumption. So when you look at that little bit of beer, and even though we're growing so fast, it's a long, long ways before we ever will saturate the market, per se.
So somebody who comes into Perennial Artisan Ales and says, this is good stuff, I wish we could do that. Hey, hon, you want to you want to get out of the corporate world and start a microbrew? It's a reality. It's a possibility, right?
It's a reality as long as they're making good beer. That's for sure. the consumers are becoming more and more educated on what, you know, beer can be, and the palates are discerning, and they like to drink good beer for sure.
Now, somebody told me the other day when I mentioned that you were going to be on, they said that the craft brewing scene was a little bit different. I mean, it's quite a bit different from AB and your you know, Coors and Miller and that kind of thing, in that the beer was originally brewed to complement food and not necessarily to sit around and just, you know, drink a six pack on the back porch while you're watching the kids play. I mean, but that it's kind of evolved, and Schlafly, of course, has a lot of products that if you want to grab a six pack on your way to go and fishing or something, you can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for such a long time, people have just thought of beer as that, you know, a session thing where they just sit down and have a couple over and over again, where there's been this huge, broad, you know, realm of people that also want to have beverage with food. And so a lot of, you know, the smaller new microbreweries are starting to focus more on that with, you know, different ingredients in their beers that complement food and can be paired just as well, if not better, than wine can with food.
Is that sort of your goal there at Perennial to make beer that goes with food?
Yeah, most of our beers are produced in mind with, you know, pairing with food. So the new thing lately has been a lot of beer dinners and showing people how well these beers can pair with food.
Now, at Perennial Artisan Ales, and tell people exactly where you are.
We're at 8125 Michigan Avenue, South City. We're pretty much 55 in Germania over there. We're in an old Coca-Cola syrup plant.
Let's talk a little about your product. You brought some in here for me to sample, and I did sample your product, which, tell me again the name of that one.
This one is a Saison de Lis. It's actually... it's named after Phil and Emily Wymore are the founders, and their daughter's name's Lily, so it's named after Lily. And what it is, it's a very traditional Belgian Saison that we add chamomile to in the brewing process. So it has some chamomile tea characteristics to it. It's very dry, earthy. It's got some spicy notes to it. But the chamomile offers that nice, soft, soothing, you know, a little bit of citrus chamomile to overlap everything.
It's very tasty. Now, what kind of food would you serve with that?
This is really, really good with, I've had, actually, last time I had this with a dish was at Farmhouse, which you'll have Kevin on here later, and I paired this with one of their fish dishes. So, light meats, light proteins, salads with, you know, citrus vinaigrettes, lighter cheeses or like a soft cheese for sure too.
Okay, let's say that I do want to just have what they call a session beer. I come home from work, I want to have a beer, and I buy that, and it's 750 milliliters, like a wine bottle. And I pour it, and I have a glass, and there's a bunch left, but I don't want to drink the. Will the, you know, is it still good the next day?
Well, fortunately, with this one, it's only 5%. So if you drink the whole bottle, it's like drinking two beers.
Okay.
You know, it's lower alcohol, so it's not too bad. But once it is opened, the best way to cork this overnight would be if you have like a champagne stopper to save it overnight so it saves some of the carbonation. But yes, it's not going to taste the same tomorrow as it did today.
Okay, we're visiting on Food Talk STL with Corey King from Perennial Artisan Ales in South City, also covering the craft beer scene for Sauce Magazine. Would you mention some of the content, some of the things that you're posting on saucemagazine.com and in the print editions?
Yeah, absolutely. Every month, Sauce has a Drink This segment in their magazine, and whether it's the wine section or beer section, I've been writing their beer section for them for a little bit. And I'll choose three beers, whether they fit the season or their new releases or just some kind of, you know, general, they all go together for this month. I don't know. But I always pick three beers and, you know, describe them. I give my observation on them, and we go from there. And then online, sometimes we do some large articles where it's, you know, the scene in general or, you know, beer tours of all the different breweries or the, you know, something larger for them on the online.
Do you find that people are willing to try new things, or if, let's say, somebody buys this and give me the name again?
The Saison de Lis.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Let's say somebody buys that from Perennial.
Yeah.
And by the way, your stuff is sold not just in your.
Absolutely not. Yeah, we distribute as well. So you can buy, you see our bottles out in the market, in everywhere from the independent liquor stores like Wine and Cheese Place, Lucas Liquors, Randall's, stuff like that, to some of the chains now. And then on-premise sales, whether it's draft or bottles.
Okay. So somebody comes into your, do you call it your tasting room?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They come in there and they want to have that and maybe a bite of something. Are they willing to try all the new stuff? Do you do a sampler? How does that work?
We do have samplers. You can come in and right now, I believe every beer that's available out in the market, we also have at the tasting room. Sometimes we sell out faster there than we do out in the market. And we also have some beers on draft there that aren't out in the market. So you can always come in and try something even more different, you know, more exotic that there at the tasting room. And yes, you can buy a sampler, you can do a whole sampler platter, or every beer is $2 for 5 ounces, or our higher alcohol beers are $3 for 5 ounces. So you could easily sit down and try all of our beers for relatively inexpensive.
Okay, let's say you run into somebody in a social setting, maybe a school, church, business kind of thing. a networking event, and it seems like the default beer for St. Louis is Bud Light. It's served everywhere. And you want to tell people, you want to convince them to come and try some of the craft beer. And there may be people that say, oh, yeah, we had some Schlafly or what. And it's had pretty good exposure in its 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do to do missionary work for the craft beer brewers in St. Louis?
Well, don't get me wrong. The big brewery here in town does make some fantastic lagers. They do it. That's an impossible job to make those beers like they do over and over and over again. But, you know, with the craft explosion, there are some of us making, you know, lighter ales. And at Perennial, we have a Southside Blonde. It's a lighter option that fits anywhere that most palates can, you know, enjoy. Urban Chestnut has their Zwickel, you know, which is a Pilsner, unfiltered lager. And it's another light offering. So that way, if people want to slowly move into us, into the craft side, there are options. You know, you don't have to go straight into those huge IPAs and stouts. There are lighter beers that us as brewers and micro drinkers really enjoy as well.
Well, there are some people, I know back in the 90s, the first time I had a Guinness at John McGurk's, it was like, okay, this is different. This is weird. This is not what I'm accustomed to. But you have a couple, and it's like, hey, this is good stuff. This is really good stuff.
Exactly.
Now, talk about Schlafly and the influence that they've had kind of as the leader of the craft beer movement. I read Tom Schlafly's book, and, you know, there were so many things that happened just kind of fortuitously for them. But the job that they've done over at the Tap Room and in Maplewood is pretty amazing, don't you think?
It's amazing. They've done a lot of hard work for all of us new beer breweries here in St. Louis, for sure. I mean, they've been fighting the battle for a long time, converting over you know, new drinkers and, you know, previous macro drinkers into craft and experimenting with it. And they've, because of that, you know, they've really, they're great for all the converts they've created for us.
And they've opened a lot of doors getting product into restaurants and bars, as well as retailers all over the region. You've brought in a couple of other very neat beers here, which we tasted before we went on the air. I didn't drink a lot. I drank just enough to taste. But I didn't spit it out. I did swallow. It's not like that wine tasting kind of thing that you see people do. Would you mention those other two that you brought along that are both delicious and unique?
Thank you. Absolutely. These are the two other newest breweries here in St. Louis. I brought in the Civil Life Brown, which is, in my opinion, the best brown I've ever had. And I'm not just saying that because it's local and because I love those guys there. It really is. I tend to drink a lot of beer, so it's a good brown. Trust me. And they are getting ready to actually start distributing 1st of March out into the market. So right now they're currently a brewery and a tasting room only. In the South Tower Grove neighborhood, and soon will be able to see, you know, some of this stuff back out in the market.
And some people will know Jake Hafner from 33 Wine Bar.
Absolutely. Jake founded 33 there in Lafayette Square, and this is his next project with Dylan and Mike, who also used to work at 33 with him. So great
guys. And the other brew that you brought in here, Corey?
Yes, and this other one I have is the Divided Sky Rye IPA from Four Hands. Four Hands is the newest brewery. They're located across the street from the old Rock House down there, I guess that's 7th Street. This is a American rye IPA. It's spicy. It's hoppy. It's got big floral, you know, citrus aromas that you pointed out earlier. And it's a really nice IPA.
Yeah, I said this smells like it's got fruit in it, and you said yes. Some people have mentioned grapefruit, and that was it. And it's tasty, and like you said, very aromatic. Now, if I wanted to get that Four Hands beer, are they distributing all over, or are they mostly just down in their?
No, they actually are distributing as well. They are on draft right now only, and I know that they are planning on bottling relatively soon. But they just launched in the market, I believe, the beginning of February. So you should be seeing some of those tap handles around town as well.
Well, I would encourage everybody to be adventurous and try new things. I mean, it's nice for me, an older guy, to taste to have some new things. And I know, you know, younger people are maybe a little more willing to experiment and try something that's just a little off of the mainstream, don't you think?
Absolutely. They are. When they're coming in and turning, you know, 21, they're ready to jump into the local scene. And, you know, they want to support that local thing. And they really want the next biggest, greatest thing, too. So
okay, we're visiting with Corey King from Perennial Artisan Ales. and he's also with Sauce Magazine. I guess my question for you is, what's next in your career? You've worked as a bartender, you worked for Lore Distributing, and then you jumped into this thing last fall.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'm set. I love making beer. It's the greatest thing ever. Just brewing and creating new flavors and then seeing the expressions on people's faces when they, you know, try something they never thought they would try in a beer. It's a blast. I really, really enjoy what I do.
Corey, where do you think your next beer idea will come from? Will it come from your owners? Will it come from your customers? Will it just pop into your head? You know, do you have a beer muse?
I honestly get a lot of my stuff from dishes I've had, because chefs are amazing with the flavors that they can, you know, combine in dishes. And I do get a lot of stuff from that, and I tend to take two things I know work really well in a dish together and maybe see if we can get them to work in a beer.
Well, thank you very much for visiting with us here on Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS. We're going to come back in just a moment with Kevin Willman. He's with Farmhouse Restaurant, and he just got a huge honor in the past week. We'll talk to him. Also coming up is Amanda Doyle, who has a book with a very long title. It's called A Locally Produced Guidebook to St. Louis by and for St. Louisans, Neighborhood by Neighborhood. And she'll be in here shortly after 11:30 with us on Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and KFNS.com.